You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Can't set off fireworks? Try these science-backed alternatives by Boone Ashworth. The 4th of July, Independence Day, America's birthday. Whatever you want to call it, this holiday is a time for celebration. As it evokes the rich history of a proud, tumultuous country, the 4th of July reminds us of all that we have in common, of the single, shared yearning that resides deep in the heart of every human being, the desire to blow things up. July 4th is a holiday designed to terrify dogs and assert America's dominance through firepower. Fireworks are visceral and exciting, but for some people, launching or even watching fireworks is not an option. Maybe you're shackled by local noise ordinances, or are a conscientious resident of wildlife country. Maybe you just live in a state that strictly limits the use of fireworks. If you find yourself in a situation like these, don't despair. There are still ways to elicit a feeling akin to that pyrotechnic bloodlust. Here are some easy, DIY fireworks alternatives, ranked from least to most satisfying. Bubble wrap. Go dig through all those empty Amazon boxes you keep meaning to get rid of, and pull out that puffy plastic packaging. There you go. Instant noisemaker. No fire, no mess. Does it seem kind of sad to just sit around on your couch popping bubble wrap while all your theoretical friends across county lines are watching great explosions of color crackle across the sky? Yes, it does. But it beats doing nothing. And you're not completely on your own here. Pop in solidarity with the small town of Downeyville, California, which has celebrated the 4th of July by rolling out hundreds of feet of bubble wrap and letting the townsfolk stomp all over it. See? Not setting fire to the forest that surrounds you can be fun. Elephant toothpaste. This old staple of middle school chemistry classes is no less entertaining for adults, especially when you can get it to explode correctly. By mixing the right chemicals and some food coloring together, a massive foam will burst out of its container in a brightly colored geyser. As far as science experiments go, it's a lot more interesting and explosive than baking soda and vinegar volcano. This one takes just a few common household ingredients: hydrogen peroxide, dish soap, and yeast. There's a full recipe online. Set it off outside for maximum hoseability. Lasers. If it's the flashy colors of a fireworks display that you're after, well, good news. We have lasers. The current state of this once futuristic technology ranges from the safe and festive to the deliberately dangerous. Somewhere toward the latter end is wicked lasers. Wired has discovered a lot of the crazy stuff they make, from flashlights so bright they can cook eggs to freaking lightsabers. If you're looking for something a little less intense, read, something that won't fry your eyeballs, then consider a commercial laser projector. They're usually pretty affordable, not to mention that they're a lot less likely to accidentally burn down your house. Smoke bomb. There are a few different genres of smoke bomb. You should probably stay away from the ones that use gunpowder, no matter how rad they seem. The safer versions are the way to go, though those are more the set on the ground and light on fire types, as opposed to the slam down and disappear variety. If you don't feel like going through all the work of making your own smoke bomb, there's a variety of options right on the internet for propelling colorful smoke and dust into the air. One caveat, if your lack of access to fireworks is due to the fire part of the equation, this replacement might not be the best option, as there is still some minor ignition involved. So don't set off a smoke bomb in a forest or near a grain silo or something, okay? Dry ice bomb. If you want to get the effect of a firework without setting anything on fire, this is about the closest way to do it. It's also the most dangerous thing on this list. In many places, dry ice bombs are treated just as seriously as real explosives. So keep in mind that you could be, you know, arrested. How to do it. Put chunks of dry ice into a plastic bottle. Add a little bit of water, then tighten the lid and run away. As the dry ice hits the water, it starts rapidly turning into gas. If that gas has nowhere to go, because it's trapped in the bottle, then it expands until it bursts through the plastic. Just be careful. They can explode in your hands seconds after you mix them together, if you use more dry ice than expected, or if the plastic is too thin. Oh, and don't use a glass jar. That's just bad news. Kissing the one you love. Fireworks!
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.